David and Jonathan Castano of Fort Myers grew up together without a father figure. The brothers in their 20s have a close bond, and they came to the StoryCorps mobile booth in Fort Myers to talk about how being together and apart has shaped their lives.
I remember when we were kids, you would always be like, hey, let's go out. Let's do something new. So I'd be like, I don't know. And I remember one time, we really liked this one video game, Kingdom Hearts. Mm-hmm. And it's about, like, combining a world of, like, Final Fantasy characters and Disney characters. And it was, like, this really crazy crossover. And they had, like, these swords that they called Keyblades.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Yeah. So I remember we went walking towards these construction sites. And they had, like, these wooden plywoods in the ground to mark off different sections. And you're like, let's just grab these and make them our swords. So we literally just went around and just grabbed these plywoods. We go home. We got like a bunch of spray paint cans and we just started painting them. Once all that happened, we're going to be the main characters now. We are in the game now. And I remember...
In the game.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was such a foreign concept. Like, this is actually pretty cool. And I remember if it wasn't for you helping us and like pushing us and stuff like that, we wouldn't have been able to enjoy that.
And that's funny because that's back in when people were actually outside.
Exactly. Yeah, compared to like now.
Some of that stuff was usually just off the whim. Everything's always about improv. And
exactly.
That's so funny that you remember that because it's always been something that's my passion. You know,
right.
Bringing people together to do random things, even if it's awkward, even if it's funny, even if it's silly.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And that's what something that I've always enjoyed about you and I've cherished about you is that, like, I wouldn't have been able to think about things like that. Like, that just doesn't come naturally to me. But for you, it just seems like you have such a confidence with it.
I appreciate that. Whenever it comes to you, I think that, I mean, even as corny as it sounds, you bring out the best of me, like, sometimes. And so it's huge. It's huge to do stuff like this, not only because it's creative, but... because it's a lasting memory. Our family comes from Colombia.
Yeah.
We grew up here in Fort Myers, Lee County. Yeah, yeah, 239.
239.
That's how we do it.
239 till I die.
Y'all already know. But a lot of good memories, but yeah. A lot of bad memories also.
Right.
But we grew up with David's biological father, who is my stepfather technically.
Yeah, so we grew up with him for like the majority of our infancy. And all the way growing up to, like, when I was probably, like, in fourth grade. And you were probably in middle school at the time.
Yeah.
And then from that point on, we didn't have a fatherly figure in our house because our uncles, they all left to Canada. And we didn't have any fatherly figure. So it was just an extremely hard time for us to understand what it meant to be a man. And there weren't, like, we didn't have mentors. We didn't have anybody of a fatherly figure in our lives at that time. Like, that is one of the main reasons why that I studied to become a teacher. I teach PE at a middle school. It's an extremely smelly job, but I love it. I want to help, especially young boys,
yeah,
to address issues in their lives that most boys at their age don't know that they have. You know, I want to help them understand what
That's
it
huge.
Is to be a man in today's society. And accepting yourselves and accepting others and accepting issues in their lives.
Yeah. Yep. That's one of my goals in life. I don't know if you know this, but I want to have a son that I can invest in one day, that I could affect and influence in a positive way that I may have not been influenced in my life. And so it's a big deal to me.
Yeah.
And being able to affect somebody like that so that they can know what it is to have a father and a mother, you know.
Because you've, throughout my life, other than mom, you have been like the person that like consistently be there and help me out, guide me, show me, hey, don't do this. This also happened to me, and you should probably look into doing that as well.
And like, shout out to ex-girlfriends.
You know, oh God, yes, that too. That was an amazing thing, and I still do need that. But at the same time, I needed to learn to do things on my own.
I just want to say, I know this is a side note, but man, I'm here for you.
Right,
and it doesn't matter where you are or how you are or who you're with, man.
Yeah.
Like,
and I know with you that's true because every time we've ever done anything together, it's always been an amazing experience. I really appreciate that.
This interview with David and Jonathan Castano was recorded at StoryCorps in Fort Myers, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. This excerpt was selected and produced by me, Amy Tardiff.